you would make a fire. Uh-huh. After that, the wood would turn to coal, you know?
Yeah.
You take that coal and you put it under the pot, and you put some on top of the cover. Then you would bake your biscuit in that between them two blades.
Yeah.
That's how my mother did her cooking for about 20 and some odd years in the fireplace.
What about, what'd you call the place, the bottom of the fireplace, you know, maybe it was made out of?
Well, it's a chimney, you know?
Yeah.
A chimney. I got one in here, but mine is not made. It used to be a fireplace, but I put some, gas heater in it now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you got an open place in front of the fireplace on the
right.
Floor, though. What do you
right.
call that?
Just like this, then.
Uh-huh.
You see, that would be your fireplace top, and fire would be in here.
Yeah.
Then you would take a pot, put it down there, and pull blaze on it, and put some on top of the cover and bake a brick. Cooking in there. Do all the cooking in pots. The first stove that my mother owned, she paid $7.40 for it. And then that's the first stove that we owned.
Mm-hmm. What about kind of a raised shelf on a, you know, made of stone, where that was kind of the floor of the fireplace? What'd you call that?
Bricks.
Yeah. Did you have a name for the place?
Where they make them bricks?
No. Where the name for the part of the fireplace? Okay.
No, I don't have a name.
Okay. Did you have something up over the fireplace?
Yeah, there was. It's just like this shelf. That was the fireplace. Your fire would be down here.
Yeah.
Then that was a shelf.
Uh-huh.
Then the smoke would come out in the top of the house.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you do your cooking, right in between you.
Through the chimney.
Through the chimney, that's right.
What did you call that shelf there?
Well, much as I could say, that just was a fireplace shelf.
Okay. All right. What about, did you have these two little things you put the wood on? There were a couple of...
Yes, we still have them.
Yeah.
And they would call that... I don't know how would you call that in English, but we still have them. You put your wood on there, it was made sort of like this, you see?
Yeah.
You put your wood in here,
yeah.
And you had two little legs at the bottom.
Yeah.
But I don't know what would you call that, but we still have them right there on exhibition.
Did you have a name for them in another language?
No, I wouldn't know how they would call that.
Okay. What about the big piece of, what would you start the fire with?
You put a back log to the back.
Yeah.
Then you put them two little trusses on against that back log. Then
yeah.
You put your wood on them trusses. Then you would start your fire with, at that time they didn't have no matches.
Uh-huh.
You take a piece of black moss with a stone. And you hit on that stone, and you blow on it, and the moss will catch a fire.
Yeah.
That's how you'd light your fire.
Did you ever use anything? You couldn't light a log that way, though. What'd you use?
No, you'd have to start with kindlings.
Yeah.
Small little piece of wood with black moss.
Uh-huh.
See, that moss would set that kindling on fire, then the fire go bigger and bigger. That's how it was.
I see. And the black stuff that had come out of the chimney, you call
yeah,
that?
That smoke would come out of the chimney.
Yeah, you get off?
From the fire. Inside that chimney, when we would kill a beef or a calf, we always would keep a roast inside that chimney, hanging right there. It'd be cooking all the time. You didn't have to cook it. Then when you want to